What I would like to do is to go through some of the things that we've done on the Chagim, especially the service last night and a little bit today, and to discuss a few matters in the services. So I would like to start with the Hallel. For the Hallel for Sukkot, and which page do we have? You have the Bracha of the Lulav, and then you have the Hallel.
546. I think 546 is the Bracha for the Hallel for the Lulav.
Not everybody is familiar with all the technicalities of the lulav, and especially when it comes to waving the lulav during the hodu and the ana. And I would like to begin with that, although it's not musical, it's connected to music. So first of all, we don't need. We don't need, especially I'm afraid I'm going to hit David. So, we start with the blessing for the Lulav. Asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al netilat Lulav, which was done in a certain style, and there are various ways of doing that. So could you repeat the bracha for the lulav?
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher gishanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu al netilat lulav.
Okay, so this is a simple way of doing it, and it doesn't have to be in any way more elaborate than this, because it's not part of the Hallel itself, and it is a we do it in public because we we're not assured that people do it in private, because the idea is that everybody takes the lulav and shakes the lulav, says the bracha, says Shehachiyanu on the first day, and shakes the lulav by himself or herself. And the minhag was that you do it in the sukkah before you come to the synagogue. However, during the ages, not only in Orthodox, not only in Reform circles, but also in Orthodox circles, people were not sure, and they wanted to be more to have it a more festive way. So you did it before the Hallel in public. Now, in the Orthodox way of doing it is that the Chazan says the bracha and waves the lulav, and then the congregation says the bracha. Each one of the congregation says the bracha and waves the lulav.
Now, basically wave their own lulav. Huh? The right. Requirement is that the lulav is your own possession. So that is also one of the reasons why you think many people don't do it, because they're just too expensive.
Right. So that is the orange one. And also, speaking about that, in various places in northern countries, where it was very difficult to get a lulav, and a trot was very expensive, and not everybody had. A few people, mainly the rich people and the kehilah, community that gave a lulav to the rabbi, they have the lulav. Now the people did not have the lulav, therefore there was an opportunity to everybody shaking the lulav, and the lulav was moved from one hand to another, so that everybody would have the opportunity to shake the lulav. Here, it is a simpler kind of ceremony, and so we have the lulav, and then we have the Shehecheyanu on the first day, and we don't need to elaborate on that. Just a very simple bracha would do. Now, shaking the lulav. Shaking the lulav is how? I mean, Helma, you'll explain since you did it.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
Then to the right. Then over your right shoulder. And then to the left. And then four high
up
and four low.
No, up and down.
East,
yeah.
South.
Okay.
South, north.
All right, fine. So why do you do that? Because you have to shake the lulav to the four corners of the earth and up and down. This is called in Hebrew shesh ktsavot, the six ends, the six directions. So there are various customs about that, and the way that you describe shaking it assumes that you are facing east. When you are facing east, then the direction is east, south, west, north, up, and down. In congregations, like in American congregations, where the chazan faces the congregation, it causes a lot of confusion. But in our congregations here, I don't think that should be any problems. And supposedly it's east and so on.
Yeah. Just be careful that you make the circle and don't make the cross.
Okay, now here's the cross. Now there is another system, which is the system of the Ari, the Kabbalistic writer of the 16th century, and this is followed by some Sephardic congregations and some Hasidic congregations. And the direction is according to the book of Ecclesiastes, that talks about the move of the wind in the world going from south to north. Therefore, there the directions are east, that is forward, and now we're having a problem, and then south, north, west, up, down. So, but most Ashkenazi congregations don't do that, except if you're Hasidic. That's the way they shake. And, of course, David insisted on that, and everybody gets in panic about it, that you hold the etrog before the shaking of the lulav, you hold the etrog with the pitam, with the little and down and then up. Why? Because and then you turn it around when you after you say the bracha, you turn it up.
Switch it on.
Exactly. Switch. Yeah. That's exactly it. You switch it on. Why is that? Because it's the same kind of a fiction, a halachic fiction that you find in the lighting the candles of Shabbat. Because you cannot, if you light the candles, or if you make the bracha, you cannot light the candles of Shabbat. Because you have said the bracha, that means you accepted Shabbat, and you cannot light a fire on Shabbat. On the other hand, if a bracha cannot be done after the fact, it should be done before the fact. Like Amotzi lechem min haaretz, you don't say Amotzi lechem min haaretz after the eating. First of all, you say Amotzi lechem min haaretz, and then you eat.
Say Shechianu after the Hagbah, before the Hagbah.
So what do you do? You you light the candles, but they don't exist because you cover your eyes. And you cover your eyes, there's no light whatsoever. And then you say the bracha, and you take off your hands from the candle, and lo and behold,
you light.
There is light. This is the legal fiction, and the same legal fiction goes with the etrog. Halachically, you're supposed to hold the etrog the way it is on the tree. Now, according to kind of a understanding that they had in ancient time, the etrog grows from the twig up. I'm not sure that that's true, but that's how it is conceived in halachic. Therefore, the pitam should be on the upper side. But you cannot hold the etrog right. You cannot hold the entire lulav set before you say bracha. You cannot do that. So what do you do? You have the etrog upside down, so that when you say the bracha, you still do not hold the etrog. And then you turn it around, lo and behold, you have the lulav there. No way. I mean, the tradition is already so fixed there.
With your that you hold them in your right hand first, and then the Shema starts, and then
on your left hand.
On your left hand, and then
right. Yes.
The first one.
Yeah. So there's also a practical thing, because you're supposed to cover your eyes with the right hand, so you have a practical thing there. So in any case, this is why I saw that you people are very meticulous about. Holding the stone that represented the lula with the pitam in the right place. Okay, so that then you have this problem. What do you do during Hodu and Anna, where you have to shake the lula? So the idea is that you shake it three times in each direction. Of the six directions that you follow according to tradition. So melodies were invented to help you on that. In Hodul Adonai Kitov, Kil Olam Chasdo, it is relatively easy, because there's one rule, that on the word Adonai you don't shake the lulav. You stand still. Oh yeah? So Hodu is
it's all here.
Oh yeah, it's all here. Okay, so
yeah. What you need to do is before the service, when you rehearse, but in the service also, copy this, blow it up, and have it in front of you, and in the others who may also have the lulav, so you have it there while you do it. And whatever, you know, but make sure you need to, because to remember.
So the melody of Sukkot is based on that. Ladonai is still. Ladonai. Ki. To your right, that means. Ki. To. Ki. Le'olam chasdo. So three times on each one of them. Okay. And that is easy. And you shake on Hodu Adonai Kitov Ki Le'olam Chasdo. You do not shake on Yomar Na Yisrael Ki Le'olam Chasdo. And not Yomru Na Bnei Beit Aaron. This is there are various minhagim about that, but the general minhag is you repeat Hodu Adonai after each one of the verses, Yomar Na Israel, Yomru Na, and then you shake the lulav. And also, you shake the lulav at the end of the halel on Hodu L'Adonai Ki Tov Ki L'Olam Chasdo. There is a verse there for Hodu L'Adonai Ki Tov. You shake the lulav again there. So that is relatively simple, and the melody helps you on that.
I'm slightly lost because here it says.
You sing it?
It's slightly different than what you said.
Yeah. Hodu and Yomar. So the first two lines with the Hodu repeat, and then the following, the third and the fourth line, we don't say.
So
with the Hodu, yes.
Yeah, but it says here at Yomar Na.
Yomar Na, yes. In some do, some don't. Some do, some don't.
It says here also on Ana Adonai.
On the Ana,
yes. At Adonai, no.
No, at Adonai, no.
But Anna.
It doesn't say on which words you have to shuffle and on which words you don't.
Okay, so here is the rule. Here's the rule. On Adonai you don't shuffle.
Yeah, that's right.
And so what you do, and here you have a big problem, and that is you have to divide the words into syllables. A na. A na. You are
no. That's right, that's the same. Should say.
Anna, Adonai, you don't talk. Ho. It's ho, I'm sorry. Ho, she, a, na. Yeah, right.
How do you sing it?
Forward. Na. Adonai, nothing. Ho. You shock. You're right, what? Oh no, there's all sorts of things. Oh.
Yeah, all kinds
whatever
of
you want. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. It doesn't really matter.
We will have a rehearsal before the holidays.
Yeah. So it goes. In most congregations, you do not shockle on Anadonai Tzlichana. Some do, but most of the congregations don't do it on Anadonai
Tzlichana.
Only on Anadonai Yoshiana.
And why?
Why? We don't know the answer for that. Yeah, that's a very old minhag that you don't do on Tzlichana, but only on Yoshiana.
Okay.
Okay, so now this is how the melody. There are various other melodies for shaking the lulav, but this one is the most famous and became a musical motive for the entire Sukkot period. And it's very important. So now let's go to the beginning of Hallel. After we've shocked the lulav, then where's the Hallel?
682.
Thank you. So we started with Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Adonai, which is a very nice way of doing it. And this was actually a Sephardic melody that was borrowed from the Sephardic Portuguese congregation of Hamburg by the Reform movement in Hamburg and became part of the Ashkenazi Western tradition, not only in Reform but also in the Orthodox, but they are not usually acknowledging the source of it. So, and it's the same melody as the Lechun Eranena. Now, if you open Lewandowski at that place in Kol Rinah Tefillah, you will see a note that this melody should serve all the psalms except for Hodu and Anna. But he himself deviated from the rule because he wrote two beautiful melodies, one for Ma Ashiv L'Adonai and the other one for Mina Meitzar. So he deviated from that. But supposedly all the rest of the psalms in the Hallel were done according to the same melody. This is not anymore the Minhag. The Minhag is that you only do the first, the Hallelujah, the Psalm number 113, to the same, to this melody.
So the Tzayim Mitzrayim is also applicable to this melody?
That's what, according to Lewandowski, that's what was supposed to be. But I don't think that's a good idea. We have other melodies for Betzef Yisrael Mimitzrayim, and that's even better. But I just wanted to let you know from a kind of an information point of view. Now, Betzef Yisrael Mimitzrayim, we talked about the melody. Again, I want to emphasize that it's very important if you do the melody of Yedidya Admon, then not according to the way he sang it, then you must sing two lines, the two first lines, Betzet Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Bet Yaakov Me'am Lo'ez, Haita Yehuda Lekocho, Yisrael Mam Shelotav, and then everything else falls in place. Hayam Rav Hayanot, Hayadei Nisov Le'acho, Eharim rakedu chaylim, Gevaot kinei tzon, Betzef Yisrael, etc. Malecha hayam kitanus, etc. So everything falls very neatly in place. So please remember, the two first lines should be sung in the same melody. Please.
You don't repeat the first line.
Yes.
No. You repeat the melody of the first line when you sing the second one.
Right. Yeah.
But you don't repeat the text. Right. Then, well, yeah. Our current custom is to repeat the text.
Yeah.
But that you don't do.
Again?
After the fourth line, you repeat the first line. As a
right. Yes.
Yeah,
as a refrain.
The divisions of the couplets are one line further.
Yeah. Just tell them. Yes. Just tell them what's up, you know.
Okay.
If you look at how it works, let's sing it this way.
Now, Adonai Zechar, Lo Lanu is read. There is not a good reason to sing it, although there are some melodies. I am very reluctant to sing Atzabeim, Kesev V'Zahav, Maaseh Yedei Adam, all this kind of stuff, which I think is not the greatest to be sung. But Adonai Zecharanu Yevad, there is this Hasidic melody. It's a very old Hasidic melody, and it's very nice. But it needs an introduction.
Right.
The text, the melody starts with Yevarech. Yevarech et Beit Yisrael, Yevarech et Beit Aharon. So, the best thing to do is to start Adonai, Adonai Zecharanu, Yevarech, something like that. La 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 li la 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 la. And you set up the tone for it, and then you can go Yevarech et Beit Yisrael, Yevarech et Beit Aharon, etc. You can go up to the end of the melody. But if you start Adonai Zechara and something like that, then you're going to get lost. So Adonai Zecharanu Yevarech is an introduction to the entire melody. Ma Ashiv L'Adonai Kol Tagmuloi Halai is a wonderful melody by Lewandowski. And is to this one, take your time on it. Don't rush it. Because every word there is has a musical representation.
Mm-hmm.
It's very beautifully done. For instance, when you go Lecha Esbach Zevach Toda, there is a huge leap, a huge change of atmosphere. The first one is a very meek, humble atmosphere, and then it opens up. Lecha Esbach Zevach Toda, Uveshem Adonai Ekra, Nedarai Ladonai Yashalem. Don't spare those ups and downs. Take time so that you are absolutely sure that you go to the lowest note and to the highest note. Hallelujah. That's how Lewandowski has it. Alleluia. So then comes Hallelujah to Adonai, Kol Goyim, and there are various melodies for that. And who did the Hallelujah to Adonai, Kol Goyim? Elma, you did. Yeah, you did. Mira, could you sing the Hallelujah?
Yeah, okay.
Shabbu kol ha'umim, igavar aleinu chasdo, emet Adonai le'olam, hallelujah.
Okay, this is also a Lewandowski melody from another collection, and this is again to be sung slowly after. Yerushalayim, hallelujah. How would you start the hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
No. Yeah, what I'm trying to see is the linkage.
Yeah. It moves in one way.
Okay.
Never had a problem with that.
Okay, fine. So let's. Because I thought that today, because I thought there was a separation of one tone between the end of the last Hallelujah, and the other one was a little bit lower than the first one. It doesn't matter, so don't think about that too much.
There was no organ there, so...
Yeah, so you don't have your hands. Okay, what happens next is Min HaMetzar Karati Ya Anani B'Merchavya. What you people did is... Who did Min HaMetzar? You did Min HaMetzar. You started...
I think it basically has been read in the past, and only...
Norman introduced the Shirat HaYah,
yeah.
And I introduced the Lindos.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, Yoko didn't know it.
No. In my time, in the last 38 years, it has not been sung until Norman started with this.
Also
yeah. Paul didn't. No. That's fine.
Okay. Now, but you start singing. Whoever starts singing starts with Lo Amud Tiyachye.
Well, normally we would have started with Odecha. Yeah. The choir part is with Lo Amud, but Merab began with Lo Amud also.
Yeah.
Which you of course, which you can do. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, you can do.
Okay, Merab, could you do Lo Amud?
Oh,
It's a very beautiful piece, and it's very important, and Mirav had the right expression on it, because Yasor Yisraniya, God tortured me, but he didn't let me die. And God afflicted me, but he didn't let me die. And that's, and after that comes Pitchuli Shara Yitzedek, again, a different atmosphere should be there, and you have to be very careful that you do the transition between Velamavet Lo Netanani and Pitchuli Shara Yitzedek right. I mean, on the right note, and there it gets the full meaning of the piece. So Merav, you have to think. How is it? Sing for, could you sing Velamavet Lo Netanani?
I'm not sure about the melody. Can you sing?
Yeah, I can sing it.
Okay, so do sing it. Do sing it, and let's hear it. Now, how's Pitchu? That's correct, you see? That relationship must be very clear. I mean, really, open the gates for me. And that's beautiful. The music is very much influenced by operatic recitatives. Very much influenced by that, and it's very dramatic in nature. It's one of the really good usage of operatic recitative, and not cheap usage, which unfortunately happened in Chazanuk too. But this is a good usage of that for the dramatic sake of this Lo Amut Ki Achiya. But this is part of the entire Lo Min HaMeitzar, which is also a wonderful big piece. Please, if you have a chance to learn it, that is a great thing. You have a teacher to learn it from, and he did it wonderfully.
What I want to say, to enhance the drama in this text and melody, you should make use of the silence. The silence is very important, but it should be filled with energy. And so if you do a Yasor Yisraniya Velamavet Lo Netanani, so the contrast happens in the silence already. Mm. Let them wait.
I have another question about this piece. I prefer more congregation participation instead of opera solo. But it's personal. So I prefer for the Pitchuli.
Yeah, that's a good piece. That's okay.
What should I do? Because it's two pieces that I like and everybody sings. What should I do for the Lo Amut then?
No, you can do that. Yeah. You need to compose or to improvise a piece for Lo Amut Ki Achiya. Let me give you an example. If you do Kol Rina Yemin Adonai Osachayim Yemin
That's how you end it. No. I end. at a certain moment the melody ends, and then you have to fill up the sentence.
Okay, I understand. Why that?
Sorry?
Why this way?
That's how I learned it. How should it be done then? How should it end?
If you do, Kol Rina Havishua, Kol Rina Vishua Be'ol Etzadikim, Kol Rina Havishua, Kol Rina Vishua Be'ol Etzadikim, Yamin, Yamin, Yamin Adonai, Osacha Hayil, Yamin, Yamin, Yamin Adonai, Osacha Hayil, Yamin, Yamin, Yamin Adonai, Roho Mehema, Yamin, Yamin, Yamin Adonai, Osacha Hayil, and I repeat, Kol Rina Havishua, Kol Rina Vishua Be'ol Etzadikim. Okay?
Okay,
that's how it works. Now, you have to go to Lo Amut, Ki Echye, and what happens, Pitchuli, you do the Karlibach melody, which is a very nice one. Pitchuli,
the root gets of the shul.
Okay. So, you need Lo Amut Ki Echye.
I won't make a melody of it. That's
no, this has to be done in a recitative, not in a melody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead, do something.
In what kind of mode?
In minor.
Magen Avot.
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit in that style.
Right. Now that's a waste. I mean, you have such a beautiful verse and you do it tak 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 like that, then you lose the flavor of it. So it has to be slower and it has to be more expressive. Could you try? Kol Rina Vishua Be'ole Tzadikim. We left you off here. Now.
You will need those.
Good. Right.
Yaso Yisraniya V'lamavet Lo Netanani.
Very good. Now that's much better than what was before. And it sets the mood for Pitchuli. That's better. You can even improve on that one. Could you try? We left off. Kol Rina Vishua Be'ole Tzadikim.
Lo Amut Ki Echye Vasaper Ma'aseya. So Yisraniya V'lamavet Lo Netanani.
Okay, now try Yasor Yisraniya to do something with a melody which will be kind of like that. Yasor Yisraniya, God tortured me. Something of torturous. Torture the congregation.
I have to torture the congregation. Sing false.
Okay, do it again.
With
Yasor
Yisrani?
Yeah, torture them.
Oh, Vasaper Maaseyam Yasor Yisraniya.
That's it. That's a bit more dramatic.
No.
Okay, so you get a feeling there. Yeah. It sounds to you ridiculous, but it is not. I mean,
to the Matthew's Passion, the way this torment, and they tortured Jesus, and they say,
you don't have to go that far. You don't have to go that far, and we don't want you to appear with blood running through your brow. But
but so, something like Yasol Isramiya.
Good. All right. Did you hear that one? That was good. That was good. That he go down. That's very nice. So then you have the melody goes into a. I would do something similar to what you people done. I would do something like. I would start a little bit like Lewandowski. Lo amut ki yechye vasaper el maaseya yasor yisraniya velamavet lo netanani. Huh? And then you go directly into Pitchuli Shah. It's okay?
There so a, I want to ask something about Pitchuli Shah Tzedek. No, I don't.
By the way, some people sing Pitchuli Shah Tzedek by Karli Bachrom. It should be. Pitchuli Shahar Tzedek Avuvam Odeya. And again, Pitchuli Shahar Tzedek Avuvam Odeya. Ze Ashar Ladonai Tzadikim Yavuvu. Ze Ashar Ladonai Tzadikim Yavuvu.
We can never stop. Can I ask something about the Ze Ashar Ladonai in the Lewandowski melody? But I'm not sure, because I heard it in one of the lessons from Bram. That's the way he learned it, which is kind of nice. Is it Pitchuli Shahar Tzedek Avuvam Odeya Ze Ashar Ladonai Tzadikim Yavuvu Tzadikim Yavuvu.
Okay.
This one,
no, this is not by Lewandowski. This is somebody who changed Lewandowski because of a certain need. Because he had Otchaki Anitani in a major mode. That's why it was changed.
But it is major. Then you have to just raise it up.
No. When is it good to have such a thing? That if you go, for instance, to the Portuguese melody for Odechaki Anitani, sing the end of the.
Tzadikim
yavuvu, odechaki ki ani tani vatehi lishuva, odechaki ki ani tani vatehi. It's a beautiful melody, one of the most beautiful melodies of the Portuguese, and I highly recommend it. So if you do that melody, then it's very good to finish up with a great flourish in major, and then you calm down and you go into the major mode, but in this particular melody of Odeja, of the Portuguese. So that can be done.
Die melody van Odeja is fantastisch, mooi die dan. That melody is fantastic.
That the Portuguese, yes, no doubt about that. That's it is so beautiful.
Yeah, it's in the Smicha ceremony.
And I must tell you, that the congregations just love it. I mean, people are waiting. Once you put it into the congregational use, they are just waiting for the Hallel to hear this melody, or to sing, participate in this melody.
Yeah.
Okay. This is by an American chazal. I forgot his name. I'll remember it. In originally it's Odcha, Odcha, Ki Ani Tahani, Vatehi Lili Shuva. Odcha, Odcha, Ki Ani Tahani, Vatehi Lili Shuva. Eben Masu Adomani, Aita Lelosh Pina. Oh my God. Su Aboni, Aita Lelosh Pina. Ayom asa Adonai Nagila venismechavo. Ze ayom asa Adonai Nagila venismechavo. I forgot his name. I have to remember it. Again, it's an American chazan, American conservative chazan during the 1930s, sometimes. Suppose that. And it had caught on. It's a beautiful melody as well. So, but you have to lead into it. So if you do something like, if you do from a Kalibach, you go, that leads immediately to that. But in this case, do not in any way repeat the Kalibach melody, because it has to lead into directly into this Odcha Ki Ani Tahani. If you repeat it, then it loses momentum.
In this case.
If you do this Odcha Ki Ani Tahani, then. Do not repeat, but, and go directly into Odcha Ki Ani Tahani. Okay, so we have a few solutions for Lo Amut Ki Echye, for Pitchuli Shaare Tzedek. One is to do the Lewandowski Lo Amut Ki Echye, and lead into the melody that people are using, which is a different kind of Lewandowski melody, and then go directly to Ana Adonai Oshiana. There is, if you do Kol Rina V'Yishua in a kind of Hasidic melody, then you can do a bridge from Lo Amut Ki Echye into Pitchuli Shaare Tzedek, and then Pitchuli Shaare Tzedek could be a Kalibach, and then from there you can go to Otcha, Otcha Ki Ani Tahani. So you have at least two ways of work it out.
One thing, if you do the Minametza of Lewandowski, that's something that Yoko had to point out. It's difficult. I'll give an example. Yemin Adonai Yemin Adonai Osachai.
Lo Amut.
Lo Amut. It's a problem for him because there is a Osachayim major chord and then Lo Amut.
Yeah.
We solved it like this. Yemin Adonai Osachayim Lo Amut.
Okay, that's fine. That's
Is this the end of the Lewandowski Minametza?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to, I can record it.
Okay.
Now, fine, yes.
Okay. All right, fine. So let's go on. Ana Adonai Oshiana, we have already discussed. Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai, you did the Portuguese Baruch Haba, which is beautiful. And I want to suggest another melody, which is by Jacob Bergman, a composer from California. It's a very beautiful melody. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, Berachnuchem mi beit Adonai, Berachnuchem mi beit Adonai. El Adonai vayaer lanu, Yisuchak ba'avotim, Ad karnot ha-mizbeach. Another repetition. Baruch haba. And then...
It's sort of rusty...
Very much so. In other words, he tried to write it in the style of Rossi, in the style of the early 17th century. And it is, of course, not by Rossi, but a modern version of it. But it's very beautiful and can be very successful. I think I sang it in a recording here, and I can. Yeah. So this is also a very beautiful melody, and the congregation also enjoys it very much. That doesn't mean that I want you to discard the Portuguese, which is also a very beautiful melody, but maybe someday. Vary it for one holiday this way and for another holiday the other way to confuse the congregation.
Yeah.
How the sacred mission of the Chazan is to confuse the congregation. So we have new melodies. We should have a little bit of new melodies. We should rejuvenate the repertoire. Baruch haba. That's a very well known. Okay, so now the next piece that I want to discuss is Ha'el Betatzumot Uzecha and Shochen Ad for the holidays. So you remember we had a little to do with that in our discussions of what do you do on Shabbat and what do you do on Shalosh Regalim. What page is it?
The green, small
green.
56.
Again?
What?
For the holidays, the green Sidur.
But it doesn't matter, the text is the same.
Same Sidur.
So what did we say?
260.
Thank you. Okay. The melody for the holiday, and that is very important to remember, is for Shochen Ad. So you start with Ha'ei Betatzumot Uzecha Ha'gadol, and you know this melody. Now, Al Kisei Ram V'Nisa, what follows now? Not on holidays. Not on holidays. On this is for Shabbat, but on the holidays, on the festivals, you do. Ramenu tzadikim b'adonai la'yisharim navatehila b'fi, etc.
Yeah. It's not an option to do that.
Not an option. This is the melody of of the Shalosh Regalim.
No.
Yes.
It's pentatonic. Yeah. Memories from long ago. Yes.
Very good. Now, here is the difference between the Eastern style and the Western style. The Eastern style goes this way. Ha'el betatzumot uzecha Ha'gadol michvot shemecha Ha'gibor la'neretzach Ve'hanora benoreotecha Ha'melech ha'yoshev Al kisei rame nisa Shochein ad marom vekan Yeah, some, do. Yeah. But many cantors do Shochein ad, they go into the Shabbat service. And that's the Eastern style. The Eastern European style. The Western European style has the same melody on Shochein Ad, and before that, there is a big introduction of Ha'el. Okay,
sorry,
which
that,
you know.
We discussed that it's for the three Shalosh Regalim.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
And what did you do on Shabbat?
The depends on who you follow. Actually, on Shabbat, the tradition was to start on Shochein Ad Marom VeKadosh Shemo. Okay, but I don't want to change it now because it created already on the first session that we had. It created such a confusion that I was taken aback. I said, okay, no, we don't change it. But one thing that we should do. One thing we should be absolutely certain that we do
right.
Is that Shochein Ad Marom VeKadosh Shemo.
Pesach Hagim. Gilad changed the introduction on Shabbat before Shochein Ad from Ha'el.
Okay, fine. That's that's fine style. Amelech Hayoshev al Kisei Ram veNisa Shochein Ad Marom.
But the big beginning of the service, really, on Shabbat, is Shochein Ad. So there is introduction.
And now right. my question is, when do you do Shochein Ad Marom VeKadosh Shemo?
This is in the Lewandowski style for Shabbat.
Okay.
For Shabbat, but the whole Shochein Ad in Shochein Ad.
So that's why I said I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with that because I don't want to. I already created the confusion, and I don't want to repeat that.
He missed half a night's sleep already.
Yeah. The only one thing that I want you to do to make sure that you have a melody for the holidays for Shochein Ad.
What is the
okay.
From
Lewandowski for Shabbat? What is the melody
for Shabbat?
For Ha'el?
Ha'el, Ha'el,
Lewandowski
on Shabbat. Okay. My
Shabbat
is not
Lewandowski.
So what melody is
Shabbat?
Can be
Shabbat melody. Yeah.
Befi yesharim titalal Uvdivei tzarikim titbarach Uishon chazidim titlomar Uekerev kedushim titekadash
It's a major
No, it's for Shabbat.
That's Lewandowski for Shabbat. So I don't... No, that's I regret everything that I said about Shochein Ad. Use the Shochein Ad whatever you're using. Only do me one favor, that when you come to Shochen Ad of the Ahelit Tatsumot Zecha, do whatever you want to do. But when you come on the three festivals, four, two, Shochen Ad, Marom VeKadoshemo, then please do that melody, which Lewandowski has, but it's not Lewandowski's melody. It's the traditional, very old melody of Shochen Ad. Yeah, it's in Korina Vetfila.
Korina, page 14.
No, it's not there. That's Marie from Shoshagim. It's here. It's so page 54, number 73, but it begins with, it begins in the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line. The fifth line on page 54 of Korina Vetfila.
Page 54?
Fifth line.
Page 54.
Line 5, fifth line.
It's just after the Ha'el.
Right.
We pause then, yeah. We begin with Ha'el and we go.
Shochen Ad, Marom VeKadoshemo, VeChatur Ranenu Tzadikim Adonai. La yesharim no vartehila la befi yesharim titalal uvedi lei tzadikim titbarach Ovi shon chasirim titroman Oikerev kedoshim titkadash Yeah, it has another word. We have the Sephardic order of words, which we have the Yitzchak and Rivka, the Ashkenazi one was different.
That's right.
And so, there, just to make it complete, and then the Yishtabach.
Yeah, wherever you go, the Yishtabach is fine. The Yishtabach is already Shabbat Nusach.
No, we are in the
Shalosh Regalim.
Shalosh Regalim. We're now in the Shalosh Regalim.
Yeah, it's a Shabbat Nusach.
It's like the Shabbat Nusach.
Right, you go back into the Shabbat, you go into the Shabbat Nusach program. Yeah. And there is Shabbat Nusach goes on from that place until the Atavichar can until the Dor Vador Nagid Godlecha.
Not even the Baruch Hu and
Baruch Hu is Shabbat Nusach, everything is Shabbat Nusach until you get to the Dor Vador Nagid Godlecha, and then you change into the Nusach, especially for Atavichar can.
Yeah, the problem is.
And this is where Annette is very helpful. That's where Annette is most helpful about these kind of problems.
When to change.
Yeah.
The PowerPoint.
Okay. Now, from the question. Now, take time. And then we should do a high order. So what do you want to do?
No, I wanted to concentrate on the Hallel and on the...
Ha'el.
Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el. Ha'el.